Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There's Tom Fortino, founder and principal at the Alpha Wealth Group. Hi, Tom Fortino. How are you?
You know, I'm doing well, John. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. I was talking to my friend Steve Alexander here. He was just noticing that we're at 52-week highs on the different markets, mm-hmm. and he said that if we closed today on the Dow where we were a short while ago, we would be at an all-time high. We at least for the close. I don't know. What are your thoughts mm-hmm. about how the markets have done this year, Tom?
Well, you know, you can try to be a naysayer, but you'd kind of be losing that argument at this point. I mean, I think we've been having conversations a few weeks in a row, and these have been some positive conversations. So one of my takeaways is, you know, we talk about emotions on the downside, to, you know, not let it get you down. We want to be clear on the upside. Let's not get too excited. But certainly it's a good thing when you're seeing this happen in the market. It continues to go and it continues to move, and you can't fight the tape. That's the deal. So it's good. It's positive. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd be cautious.
Well, but I'd be cautious. So what is cautious about what? Do you think that this isn't real, that in fact we're going to give back a lot of this?
Well, I think we always have to be careful because, you know, I mean, there's been things that have been driving the market, right? Of course, when we started with a lot of the technology and the AI and all of those things that powered, there was momentum. And then earnings came out in the third quarter. Those were positive. And now we're seeing these inflation numbers. So there's these positive things that are happening. Certainly, so there's, you know, you can look underneath and say, there's the reason for this. And some of it is momentum. But also, you know, then what's lurking around the corner as far as, you know, like bond auctions are coming up. There was a big article in the Wall Street Journal on the bond auctions. You know, $20 trillion, I think, this year has been issued by the Fed. A third of the debt is coming due. So these debt issues are really concerning, and I guess we're going to have to see how that plays out going into next year, as well as earnings.
Do you think the biggest driver is going to be interest rates and what the Fed does? Is it inflation, or has maybe the market already factored a lower inflation rate in? What's your thought about just the general trend right now?
Well, I think, you know, and someone made this comment earlier, which I tend to agree with, you know, there's because if you look at the 20-year Treasury, you know, it has rallied. It's up 8-9% over the past month. And so we're seeing, you know, the 10-year's gone from 5. It hit 5% at one point. It's at 4.2 maybe today. Mm-hmm. And so we've seen the bond market where, you know, you can have 8 or 9% appreciation on your bond holdings in addition to the yield. And so, but I think, you know, this is an opinion, but I think it based on his words and so on, you know, he's going to be more cautious as far as, I mean, when I say him, Powell,
yeah,
is going to be a little more cautious of saying, I'm not going to start. I think he's going to be hesitant because, you know, he kind of got burned with the 9.1% inflation that they hit in, you know, last year. And so I think he's going to be a little more cautious in bringing down rates.
You don't think we're going to get 4 reductions next year?
The first answer is I don't know, but I think it's going to be maybe a little more delayed. Again, I think it's going to play out a little bit before he starts reducing.
What mm-hmm. is, just thinking of all of that, what's the biggest mistake you think people are making or make generally with their investments, with their savings? Biggest mistake?
Well, that's a tough one. Anytime we talk about the biggest, you know, but I think the biggest part, I guess, is, you know, I just mentioned the emotions, and we've seen it before, the tendency of a lot of studies have shown we do the opposite. We buy high, we sell low. And so when we see the market moving like this and we see these big moves, the tendency is, man, I want to start participating in this. Mm-hmm. And we can maybe just kind of, you know, maybe overweight too much on the side of them and take on too much risk. So I think we have to be very careful about what our risk tolerance is. What is our objective, and can we stick to the plan? You know, it's the old Warren Buffett. We don't have to be smarter. We have to be more disciplined. So that's really what it's about.
What's the thing that people can still do at the end of the year? Is it convert to a Roth or a fund IRAs? What's the thing that we should be keeping score on right now?
Well, you know, we talked about this before, John, the deadline coming up December 31st, if that year comes and goes. Number one, we're in the last 2 years of these what are historically lower tax brackets with the Tax Cut Jobs Act is set to sunset at the end of 25. But you can still do a conversion, which means moving money from your tax deferred to your tax free, so it grows tax free forever. You have until the end of the year to do it for this year. You have until the end of the year to set up an HSA. You have until the end of the year to realize losses, harvest losses in your portfolio, maybe do some repositioning. So there's a number of things that you still have time. I know it's getting tight, but don't procrastinate, I guess is the word to advice.
We've asked a couple of our guests this week on the Wintrust Business Lunch if, when they look at the broader range of equities in the market, is there an area that they think is looking attractive for 2024? Is it small cap? Is it international? Is it financials? Is there an area that you think is maybe a little underpriced out there, Tom?
Well, certainly you brought up one, which is small cap. If you look at the valuation, the ratio of small cap to the market, what it's done, the large cap, I think, you start to see it rally a little bit. It's at its lowest levels relative to its value in many, many years. And so there seems to be an opportunity to maybe hold some of the small cap. I would always, again, getting back to caution, whether you're buying an individual stock or you're buying a sector, just be careful because you have to be disciplined on both sides. But when you bring these things up, John, whether it's owning a certain sector or wherever it might be, these ETFs, these exchange-traded funds, really offer a great opportunity for the average investor to have exposure to those areas and do it in a more diversified manner with less risk.
Yeah, I like that area, but I don't know which company to pick. I'll just take the whole damn area.
Exactly.
So what are some examples, though, small cap companies? What, either by sector or by name, what kind of companies are we talking about?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of small cap companies. I mean, but again, I would say stick with the small cap ETFs. That would be my advice. You can go to Vanguard, Fidelity, any of these, Schwab, all have small cap exchange traded funds. So you own. I just think it's too much risk, if you're owning a small cap stock. My advice to be, if you want to have exposure to it, buy the index, not the individual stocks.
Tom will talk about this and similar topics on Sunday mornings on WGN Radio at 7 a.m., where he hosts This Week in Wealth. Tom Fortino is the founder and principal at Alpha Wealth Group. You can click there, alphawealthgroup.com. Happy holidays, Tom Fortino. Thanks for your thoughts.
You too.
You bet.
All right. Thanks, John.